Let me invite you to look with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 16. I'm going to read from verse 19 down to verse 31. And I'm going to speak with you on the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Now, our text does not say that this was specifically a parable, but it is a story that the Lord Jesus Christ told to show the difference between one that was his and one that was not. That's what a parable is. It's a story that's told to bring out a spiritual lesson. So for this time, we'll look at part of this story and then finish it up next time. But I want to read the entire portion. So let's begin in verse 19. Verse 19, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Verse 20, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
Ndipo anafuna kukuta ndi zakugwa pagobe la mwene chumayo kumatu agaluso anadza nanyambira zilonda zache.
In verses 22 and 23, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
Ndibaka 22-23. Ndipo kunali kuti wopemphayo adafa, ndi kuti anatengedwa iye ndi angelo kunka kuchifuwa cha Abraham. Po mwini jumayo adafaso nayikidwa mmanda. Ndipo muhade anakweza maso ache pokhala nawo manzuzo, naona Abraham patali ndi Lazaro mchifuwa mwache.
Verse 24, he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Verse 25, but Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
Ndibaka 25, koma Abraham anati, mwana, kumbukira kuti unalandira zokoma zako pakukhala moyo iwe momomoso Lazaro zoipa ndipo tsopano iye anasangalatsidwa pano koma iwe uzuzidwadi.
Verse 26, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
Ndimaka 26, ndipo pamwamba pa izi pakati pa ife ndi inu pakhazikika phompho lalikulu kotero kuti iwo akufuna kuwoloka kuchokera kuno kunka kwa inu sangathe kapena kuchokera kwanuko kuyambuka kuta kwa ife sangatheso.
In verses 27 and 28, then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Ndimaka 27. Koma anati, pamenepo ndikupemphani atate, kuti mumtume kunyumba ya atate wanga, pakuti ndinawo abale asanu, agawa chitile umboni iwo kuti iwoso angadze kumalo ano amanzuzo.
Verse 29, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.
Ndimaka 29, koma Abraham anati, ali ndi Mose ndi aneneri amvere iwo.
In verses 30 and 31, he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
Ndimala 31. Koma anati ayatate Abraham. Koma tunga tiwina akapita kwa iwo wa kuchokera kwa kufa, ajasandulika mtima. Koma anati kwa iye, ngati samvera Mose ndani neri, sadza kopeka mtima angakhale wina akauka kwa kufa.
So here we have a very deep story of the rich man and Lazarus, and much to consider.
Apatu taona nkhani yopatsa chidwi ya anthu awiri amene ndi Lazaro komanso
In verses 19 through 21, we have a view of Lazarus and this rich man while they both were still on this earth.
Ndibaka 19 ndi 20, tikuona anthu awiri awawo amene amakhalira akadali ndi moyo ali pa dzikono lapansi.
And then in verses 22 and 23, we have a picture of Lazarus and the rich man in a place here called Abraham's bosom.
Pamene ndimaka 22 ndi 23 inayo, ikungoonetsera anthu awiri awa, Lazaro ali pa chifuwa cha Abraham winayo akuzunzika.
Lazarus being in Abraham's bosom. And then in verse 23, the rich man, it says in hell, but that's actually the word for Hades, which is the place of the dead, where the dead go who shared this common grave, if you will. One side being Abraham's bosom, the other side being one of torment.
Lazaro adakakhala ku chifukalo cha Abrahamu amene winayo adali ku malo achionongeko amene awatchula kuti Hade. Mawori Hade ndi malo kumene kumapezeka anthu akufa okhaokha koma ochimwa amene akuzunzika.
So for this message we probably will not get much further than verse 23 to consider this comparison between Lazarus and the rich man, both in their life on this earth and in the afterlife.
Ndiyeno, wale lolo tinekeza mundimeke hii, kuti tikangoona, zantu awiri ya wawa, onzunzika wina wasangala watzikola pasi, abene chitizo chao, wina adapita delarina, wina so delarina, mosia ni itani menadali kutzikola pasi.
And the next time, from verse 24, down to verse 31, we'll consider the rich man's plea, what it is that he was asking of Abraham. But that'll be for next time. So this story begins up in verse 19, describing a certain rich man. Because our Lord does not mention this as being a parable, there are some that think that this was actually referring to somebody that the Lord Jesus Christ knew and was addressing, perhaps even one of the Pharisees, because they were the rich people of the day.
Ndeno Bible sida forokozera bwino kuti dali fanizo rimene anthu amafumira kunena kuti andeura dali munthu amene dali mfarisi chipunta imeneyo afarisi dali anthu olemera kwambiri.
The Pharisees of the day were much like many preachers today that love to take money from the people and enrich themselves and impoverish others.
And
just like so many popular preachers today, they love to dress in a way to impress others, to make them think that they're blessed of God because they have so much wealth and
riches.
It's the popular message being preached today of health, wealth, and prosperity. And we see two ways in which this rich man gloated or was proud of his wealth, in how he dressed and in what he ate. When it says he was clothed in purple and fine linen, that would be compared today to all the latest suits, the designer suits that are of a great cost that men love to dress up in and promote themselves. And they do it purposely because they want people to look at them and think, wow, what great men they are. That is how the Pharisees would walk around the city with their long robes, and they would seek to impress people, making people think that they were truly blessed of God and the others weren't. Their interest was not the glory of Christ. In fact, they argued against Christ because he would not bow the knee to them.
Adadzifunayeka,
So their clothing was luxurious and expensive, and their food was some of the best that any could eat. When it says here in verse 19 that they fared sumptuously every day, that means that they feasted. That's what that word means. On gourmet type food, very exotic, costly dishes, and did it every day. And then by way of comparison here in verse 20, we have this man named Lazarus. So just as there was, verse 19, a certain rich man, here it says there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. And here it says that Lazarus was brought every day and laid at his gate full of sores. So at the gate of the rich man, not far from the rich man. And verse 21 says his one desire was simply to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, and moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. What a pitiful condition he was in. Now, the rich man didn't necessarily do anything evil toward Lazarus or try to get rid of him, but he did neglect him and did ignore him, thought himself to be above Lazarus. So here are these two men, by contrast, very few yards apart from each other, and yet there was a great divide that separated them, much like a sea would separate two countries. There was a great divide. What's interesting is that the name of Lazarus actually means God is my help. So here's this poor beggar that people passing by, looking upon, likely thought that he was cursed. God must have cursed him, and yet his very name indicates that God's hand was on him all the time.
Mongo Mazinari, and Amaragamone, Dumpawake, Amona Gudimurungu, Tembera, Murungu Muganta, Wasauga, over the Chembegeso, Pamene Mazinalake, Yeo Kamoriga, open Pabempa, Adarin Chidari, or Joseph Dumurungu, get on the Solanga.
And on the other hand, here was this rich man who in his mind thought he did not need God nor his help. He put his trust in his riches, thinking that his own hand had produced these things. The rich man fared sumptuously, ate well in every day, and here was Lazarus begging even just for crumbs that might fall from the rich man's table, like a dog would sit there and wait. It's interesting that that's the expression that the woman from Canaan said to the Lord when he told her it was not good to take the children's bread and to give it unto dogs. And she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the little dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table." So in looking at Lazarus, many might have thought, well, he was condemned, and yet this was how the Lord purposed that he should live his life on this earth, having greater riches that awaited him on the other side. Here then is a lesson that we, by God's grace, need to learn, that as his children, he may have us in this world, in this life, to live in a very impoverished state in comparison to the rest of the world. But that does not mean that we're not objects of his love or that he has somehow abandoned us. He's going to keep us even in those times. It's what struck me in reading this portion concerning Lazarus is that I don't read anywhere where he complained of his lot. He was submitted to the will of God, even thankful for whatever crumbs might fall from the rich man's table, and even for the dogs that came and licked his sores. It was a way the Lord purposed that his sores would be cleaned. So the lesson here is not to judge by outward appearance. Just because some fare sumptuously in this life and appear to be blessed of God, that is a temporal mercy that God has given them. But many who suffer in this world may well be the Lord's, and their greatest riches is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed them, and therefore in him they find all of their eternal wealth.
Chodziwika chomveka chakuti tisaweruze mofanana ndi maonekedwe akunja amene amaonekera kwa zilipo zina zooneka zabwino mapaziyang'ana zooneka ngati zikupatsa chiyembekezo koma musali chiyembekezo cha Mulungu koma kuti chinthu nji chake chenicheni nchakuti iwo amene ali ake iye amawadziwa ndipo mosalengera nyengo kuti amadutsa mnyengo zotani anaenekera kuzindikirika kuti monsemo monsemo mmakhala chifuniro cha Mulungu kuti ake akadutsemo ndi kutulukamo koma akulembeleza Mulungu.
Now let's look at verses 22 and 23, because here now we have a transition from this life to the other side. Here it says, and it came to pass that the beggar died, in verse 22, but also as you read on at the end of the verse, it says, the rich man also died and was buried. Death is the appointed lot of every single person that has ever lived in this world.
Ndikuti anatengedwa iye ndi angelo kunka kuchifuwa cha Abraham. Ndipo mwene chumayo adafaso nayikidwa manda. Apa pakuoneka kuti imfa ndimene yayikidwa ngati cholekanitsa chimene chikukasula chikulekanitsa zinthu ziwiri kuti chida chikhale tsidya lina china chikhale tsidya lina.
When we read over in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, what? The judgment. So both men died, and after this, we see the judgment. Now, this is why the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. In Hebrews 9:28, it says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, because there is that judgment that is the appointed end of all sinners. Yet Christ, for many, it says, not everybody, but for many came and bore their sins, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. In other words, he won't come the second time bearing sin. He's already borne it away for such as Lazarus.
Adzaonekera pa nthawi ya chiwiri wopanda uchimo kwa iwo amene amlindirira kufikira chipulumutso. Iwo amene amlindirirawo atanthauza osankhidwa mmodzimmodzi achokera kumadera osiyanasiyana kuti iwowo adapatsa mtima wakudikirira kulindirira chipulumutso chimene chidaperekedwa kwa iwo.
That's why even though both men died, we see here in reading on, each one had a different
destiny.
In verse 22, when it says that the beggar died, there's not even any mention of a burial. They probably took him and put him in a common grave somewhere without any sort of honor of men. And with regard to the rich man, when it says he died also, it says, and was buried. That's put there with emphasis because he likely, as a rich man, would have had a very sumptuous burial, like people like to give to rich men that die. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance around their burial. There are a lot of people that we know that are concerned about what kind of burial they're going to have when they die. In fact, that's why a lot of people join religious organizations, because if they die, they want people to be able to give them a proper burial. It has nothing to do with worshiping God through Christ.
Come again to that point. Ambiri akamwalira malingaliro awo amakhala kulingalira kuti kafikira kuti nilekidwa motani mandanga akakhala otani amaganiza kudzikonzekeretsa monsemo komanso tikumuona so uyuyu olemerayo kuti nayenso adafa udafunika amuyike manda koma nkhani yakuti mandawo amamuyika mudzi kudziko la uzimu.
But for those who are the Lord, such as Lazarus, it matters not how we die, or where we die, or when we die. If we're the Lord's and He has paid our sin debt, what a blessed hope we have in Him to enjoy His presence forever throughout eternity. Here in verse 22, when the beggar died, it says he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. There's some because of this that think that somehow every time one of the Lord's people dies, that there is an angel that the Lord sends to take them into His presence.
And ambiri amaganizangari kuti opeza pakuti atafa wapemphayo Lazaro adatengedwa na angelo.
I don't know how much to say about that, because this is the only reference that we have here in Scripture. I do know that in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14, it speaks of the angels as being ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So if this is one of the ways the Lord does that, then so be it. Well, let's be careful not to get off onto a subject about angels here, when the real point of this is to show that this Lazarus, who had so suffered in life, now was at rest, whereas the rich man, who had seemingly been at rest in this life, now was in torment.
omalankhula zangelo kuti ayi namera manyamula wanthu ayi kayika uku zimenekera kukhala tena ayi nkhani yayikulu nyonda kuti iweyo ngati ndiwewo chima wosankhidwa ukafikira kuti moyo uno ukatha chimenechi ndeci chachikulu choposa zonse za mfaniyi.
The rich man had his sumptuous life and an honorable burial, and yet on the other side had no welcome except for torment.
Ndiyeno idakwana nthawi yonena kuti chilichonse chipite kumene chinachokera.
Lazarus, it says, was carried into Abraham's bosom.
Lazaro akuonekera apa kuti adalengedwa kupita ku chifukwaro cha Abraham.
And the rich man, verse 23, it says, in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments.
Ndipo akuonekera apa kuti adapita kuhero kumanda kumene amakazunzika kwa nthawi.
Some ask, well, why Abraham's bosom? Why is this not mentioning heaven?
Ena ambiri amanena kuti nchifukwa chani ku chifukwaro cha Abrahamu nchifukwa chani uku kapena amananda kuti munthu angafa amapita kumwamba.
It's because those who died in the faith, died in that same faith as was given to Abraham. In fact, he's called the father of faith over in Galatians by the Apostle Paul.
Ikuoneka kutayika kwa moyo kuchoka mtsikono lapa pansi ndikafikira kwina ndiyeno kofikirako pali magulu awiri wochima ndi amene adali wolemera osasowa kanthu pa dziko ndi osauka ku dziko koma amene adali wolemera kwa Mulungu.
In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 6, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, of the faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Galatia chapter 3 verse 67, auri monga Abraham anakhulupirira Mulungu ndipo kunawerengedwa kwa iye chilungamo chotero sidikirani kuti iwo achikhulupirira ndiwo ana Abraham.
And verse 8 says, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
Imanga 8, ndipo malemba pakuoneratu kuti Mulungu adzasa olungama a mitundu ndi chikhulupiriro anayamba kale kulalikira uthenga wabwino kwa Abrahamu kuti idzadalitsidwa mwa iwe mitundu yonse.
And then verse 9, so then they which be of faith, that is, the faith, are blessed with faithful Abraham. In verse 6, when it says Abraham believed God, he believed God's promise that God would, through his seed, raise up the Savior, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he was brought to believe. And when it says it was accounted to him for righteousness, what it means is God gave him that faith to believe, to look to the righteousness, that very seed that would come from him would come and earn and establish, and God would impute to his account when Christ died. Now that's why, coming back here to my text in Luke chapter 16, that the reference to that place where all those went who were the Lord's before Christ came and died was called Abraham's bosom. It was that place of faith, just like Abraham, where they awaited. They were there awaiting Christ's death and resurrection, when then they would be taken into glory with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amene ojima osankidwa akapita kupereko amakapumula. Pamene ojima osankidwa amonangani ni nchito, imene angapanga kuti apulumuke zolezo zidampulumutse kupasa mavuto.
That's what it says over in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8, that when the Lord arose and ascended on high, it says he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. When he led, he took out of that captivity, that waiting place in Abraham's bosom, everyone for whom he died, and escorted them into glory in his person.
Pamene kwina kumene kuri kuchifukwaro cha Abrahamu kuvaladaizo amene wandi malo ena padera amene kumapita anthu olunga makuti akakhale namakondwerera poyembekezera nthawi yeniyeni yobweretsa chiweruzo chake kuti chipite pa dziko lapansi.
But while he waited along with Abraham and David and all those of the Old Testament, he was in Abraham's bosom, in the sense of being in that place of faith where in these died awaiting the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and their resurrection with him.
Mfabe ufulu anga kare ali malotero. Pamene winayu adali kumalo onzusika. Kumene ama nzusika nyengo sizidari mwino. Kumasaka na chitira mwina chifuwele lauti. Impa ya wale kanitakale. Nivo ya wato kolera ali ese. Kwa abide kutikola kwao.
And this might surprise us, because in verse 23, it describes the rich man being in that place where he could see Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And you say, well, what must that place be? How could they see each other? This is what the Old Testament describes as Sheol, or the grave. Here, the translator in English translated in hell, but actually it's that word Hades or Sheol. In other words, the place where all the dead went.
ndiyeno mchipangano chakale malo amene wawa amatchedwa kuti Sheol. Sheol ndi malo amene dzina lina amakutcha kuti ku Hade. Mawoti Hade amayimira malo amene kumapeza kumapita anthu akufa basi.
Until the Lord Jesus Christ finished his work on the cross, those that died for whom he would pay the debt were in this place of the dead, awaiting their resurrection when Christ would raise and ascend.
Wenda kumanzuzo eda kumayosa ata Kristu na mene ama watu meiza kumeneko kuti aga kare mzikoli mene lo mzikola o. So sezi mkabezi wamba kukota muona kuleka nitsidwa kwa mtu wakutu kule joki la pachiambi mpaka na hapa amanka na legana legani anatu.
So when Christ raised from the dead and ascended, he would have taken every one of those in Abraham's bosom. That part of the place of the dead would have been completely emptied because the Lord took them with him. But those like the rich man will remain in this place of death, which is a place of torment, until that final judgment, when it says in Revelation that death and hell, or Hades, will give up their dead and then be cast into the everlasting fire.
Anthu ochimwa onse osasankhidwa akafa amapita kumaloya wawa amanzunzo koma odikirira chabe kuti akakumane ndi chiweruziro. Kodi kuti Yesu wabwera adatenga onse osankhidwa kuchotsako kumene kuti chifukwa cha Abrahamu ndi kuwasiya amenewa kumweko chifukwa Bible lilankhula ndipo likuonetsera kuti munthu wa chuma uyu adali akadali konko kumeneko ku dziko la anthu akufa koma la manzunzo chifukwa Bible imalankhula kuti mʼmasiku omaliza imfa idzabweretsa akufa wake. Hade adzapereka anthu akufa wake, kunatawuza kuti Hade pali panopa akusunga anthu akufa ake kuyembekezera nthawi ya chiweruziro, nthawi ya Mulungu.
Now I want to develop that further next time in the next message, but for now in verse 26 we can see that there was a great gulf fixed between them, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. The Lord put this divide between those that were his and those that were not.
Pamwamba pazosezi padali cholekanitsa chimene chimalekanitsa magulu awiri awawa kuti asakumane asakhalire pamodzi, ndipo chili mtanthauzo lake kuti nchifukwa chani chimaleketsa, chifukwa tikuona kuti ndi maka 26 auti pamwamba pa izi pakati pa ife ndi inu pakhazikika phompho lalikulu kotero kuti iwo akufuna kuwoloka kuchokera kuno kunka kwa inu sangathe, kapena kuchokera kwanu kuno kuyambuka kuja kwa ife sangateso.
When Paul asked the question of the Corinthians, who makes you to differ? The only answer the Bible gives is, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God that made the difference between Lazarus and the rich man.
Neno tikuona kuti chimene chidasiyanitsa magulu awiri awa chidali chisomo cha Mulungu. Poriyo ndi ntchito ya chisomo cha Mulungu kulekanitsa magulu awiri kuti asakhale pofanana ayi kuwalekanitsano walekanitsa.
We're not to think that Lazarus was saved because he was poor.
Kani sikuti Lazaro
There's some that think that, well, if I'm poor on this side of life, then I'll have all of the riches and blessing on the other side. People think in terms of material, and that's how they hope, but that's not what makes the difference. No more than we're to think that the rich man was damned because of his wealth. When you look back, Abraham himself was a rich man in this life, and yet he was not condemned. Why? Because Christ would come and pay his sin debt. The Lord blesses different ones of us materially more than others, but that's not what condemns us or saves us. Lazarus was received into the blessing and comfort of God on the other side because he was one for whom the Lord Jesus Christ would pay the sin debt. The rich man was not condemned because of his wealth, but rather his trust in that wealth, thinking that somehow he was blessed because of what he had, and therefore it condemned him. He had not Christ. Whatever our physical state in this life, rich or poor, that's not what matters. What matters is whether or not we're the Lord's, and whether or not by God's grace, he's been pleased to save us through the work of his Son alone. Therein is our greatest riches and blessing. Well, Lord willing, we'll pick up with this story again next time from verse 24 on and consider the plea of the rich man, but how that plea could not be answered. I'll turn it back to you.
To God be all the glory and honor because of the beautiful preaching of this mysterious gospel that is never revealed with human effort or decision, but it is only revealed to the one him elects. Christ dies and the Spirit regenerates. This is a comfort.
Amen.
To the sinner, but worthy to be saved by this grace.
Amen.